Hey, welcome back to the Life Coach Launchpad. My name's BJ, and I'm here every week talking to you about all the online business things that, as it turns out, need to happen in order to have a successful life coaching business. I'm a business coach. I love to help life coaches make more money, get more clients, have more fun, and to do what they love to do, what they're meant to do, and that's coaching. So, let's dive right in. I'm probably not alone when I say that I spend a lot of time talking about A-lines. I'm talking about the action line from the model, from the life coach school. Although, now that I think about it, if I were to have a band, if I were to start a band, it would definitely be called the A-lines. Okay, bad life coach joke. But the reason why I talk about A-lines is because I'm a technical expert. I'm a master strategist. I talk a lot about tasks and events and doing. I spend a lot of time talking about what we're going to do. My actions are often setting up web pages, configuring automations, setting up Facebook ads, project managing the work that contractors are creating for me for my clients. So when my coach asks me, what do I think about something? My response naturally drifts towards what I'm doing about it. And yes, I have a coach. She's a life coach. Just as I say in this podcast, in my emails, on my website, yeah, coaches are very important. I have one too. So I see very similar patterns to when I'm talking to my clients. I'm creating a lead magnet so that my potential clients will buy my signature program from me. Or I need to go create content to get potential clients onto my email list. So for some reason, my clients apparently have high voices, high funny sounding voices. I guess that's just the storyteller in me from child rearing all these years. My oldest is 9, so not that many. But it's unfair to look at these comments in isolation, I know that, and say they're not about what this episode is actually about, which I'll get to in a second. But my point is that we all talk a lot about what we're doing or what we're going to do. But what is the most important thing that we can do, the most important thing that we can think, that will get you clients? And the answer to that is to be in service. Be in service, be of service, be in a service mindset, be helpful every step of the way. Being in service is something you probably already do, as in it's there somewhere. But the more that you can make it front and center, your potential clients will see it and they'll feel that. When someone feels well taken care of, like they're heard, like they're really understood, like they have your attention and can benefit from your knowledge and your experience, they'll take that next step with you. The service mindset, it'll reverberate throughout your business. So think of a social post. You're not writing the social post because you wanted your business to be land front and center of your potential clients, but it's because you know how to solve a problem that they have. You were in their shoes, most likely. You're coming at it from an empathetic point of view. Think about your lead magnet. A lead magnet that really comes at it with the service mindset is that you took the time to very accurately describe their challenge and how to solve it. Just one small obstacle that they have. And when I say accurately describe it, that doesn't necessarily mean it has to be long. It doesn't have to be thorough. It doesn't have to be long, but it has to be direct. It has to be helpful. When you think about your onboarding email sequence or your nurture sequence, it should be written based on the point of view of your potential clients. What's the first thing that they need to hear? Not the first thing that you want to say to them, but what's the first thing that they need to hear to help solve their problem? What's the second? What's the next? What do they need from you? How can you help them? For example, I have an email in my onboarding sequence. I've always had this for years. It's just asking why they're here. What challenges are they experiencing? And I get a lot of feedback from that. It's great because it lets me know the mindset of my potential clients and I can keep tailoring content for that. It gives me great experience to talk about those. Those are objections. Those are objections to working with a business coach like myself, or objections to starting becoming a life coach in the first place. So hearing those answers is what helps keep me grounded in what the challenges of my potential clients are. Think about your offers. They are designed to progress your client from where they are to where they want to be. This should not be My coaching offer is 12 sessions for X number of dollars. No, it's so easy to do. This is where our mind naturally drifts. I call that the supply side of the equation, that you're looking at what you have to offer. But what does your client need to hear? They need to hear certainty. They need a strong guiding hand to hold. They are buying certainty from you. You might think that they're buying sessions from you, but no, they're buying certainty. Certainty comes from you showing that you understand their plight, you understand their problem. You can communicate the challenges that they face almost better than they can. You can walk them through what it's like working with a coach. And when they show up, go through the process, this is what they'll get. They'll get what they came for, and that brings certainty. That is serving your client. The difference between just showing up and showing up with a mindset of service is like thinking of the problem from a supply side versus the demand side. It's really easy to think about what you know, the experience you have, or maybe something that you've already, some content that you've already created. It's easy to think, okay, I got this thing. I'm just going to send that out. Boom, that's my lead magnet. But it also needs to satisfy the demand side. Is that precisely what your potential client needs to hear? Okay, so for example, this is a great story. I started glassblowing a couple weeks ago. Glassblowing is awesome, by the way. There's only one place in town that offers it. And since COVID, they've only had enough demand to just partially fill one class. They got a new studio director in, and he had the insight to realize that what their potential clients really want is they want to try glass blowing. They want to get in and see if they like it. So his proposal on what they're doing now is they split up this 2-month-long class that costs $1,400. They split it up into 3 bite-sized pieces. And since the beginning of this year, they've already had a couple fully sold out months. There's 6 spots in each class. They offer roughly 1 per month. And they've sold out a couple times. This shows that their potential clients were just unwilling to jump right into the full 2 months, $1,400. What if they don't like it? What if they don't want to keep going? But this is just so beautiful because once they did come out with the right offer, people just started showing up out of the woodwork. It's just beautiful. There's a good chance that no one will tell you that you're not showing up from a place of service. You have to put yourself there. Use this podcast as a reminder. Just always be thinking, how can I show up from a place of service? So how do you show up with a service mindset? It comes down to getting inside your potential client's brain. Know their pain points inside and out. Know what is getting in the way of them becoming who or what they want to be. Also, be curious. This is a big one. As a coach, you know this. Being curious. This shows up everywhere. Listen. Listen in your consults. Make sure that you have appropriately prepared so that you can really listen. Emails that you get, also in comments on your social posts. Look for the trends. Look for the common questions that people are asking. Also, you can ask questions. Ask questions in your emails. Ask questions in your social posts. Try to elicit that feedback so that you can really understand what your potential clients are going through. When you're showing up from a place of service, clients will show up. That's it for this week. If you need help implementing showing up as a service mindset into your business, let me know. We can talk about if coaching or if done-for-you services is best for you.